or mobile.
You had chicken or something? W2T sitting at home.
I had a patty melt, and I had a barbecued sandwich over at the Little Rebel.
Looks like the Clipperton DX Club is at it again with E51SGC, the Rarotonga Cook Islands. How about that?
I was at it again. I'm sorry, Rusty. I had a quick stopping FedEx truck in front of me here and some utility workers. Well, the South Cook's easy. The North Cook, they don't go there too often.
Yeah, I know. They're at Rarotonga Cook Islands. The E51SGC is what they're showing. It's this was posted on Facebook about 10 hours ago. Guys from earlier this year were from Wallace and Fortuna and New Caledonia. So looks like they're gonna. There's another group been activated. So. Giving us someplace else to work.
Yeah, I've got quite a few cars from Rarotonga and some from Wallace and down that area. All those you mentioned. But I'd never heard of that one we was talking about earlier, but I do got it anyways. Oh, shoot. Renisa, it looks like water over there. Is that water up in that yard over there? Good Lord, if it is, they got a problem. Anyways, Rusty, no, it's a wall. It just looked like water. We're here at that bad turn at that stoplight down the road from the fire department. It was a pretty good barbecue sandwich. I wouldn't fight you for it. Usually they have excellent food over there and near home cooking as you can get, but I just didn't care for their barbecue sauce. It's one they made for many years because they've been in business many years. I kind of like Mutt's out there. That's pretty good grub out there at Mutt's Barbecue. Well, are those guys on right now on the upper bands out there at Rarotonga?
What it says here about this, let's see what the information is. They took me to their DX World Net August 16th of 2024. They just got started out there. They're just getting started. It says Rarotonga, Rarotonga, comma Cook Islands. So this is, let's see, Stan LZ1GC and Ted LZ5JZ. Are again going on Pacific travels. First stop will be Rarotonga Cook Islands as E51SGC. Second stop will be A35GC in Tonga. And the dates for E51SGC will be November 6th through the 24th. And there will be QRV on 160 through 6 meters, CW sideband, FT8, FT4 ready. And they're going to be there in November, so they're not there now, but they will be.
Zulu, that would be Bulgarians. And they're very good CW operators, usually. And pretty close to Russians over there as far as skill level goes. Hear them almost every night. Well, last night there was a Lima uniform, which I think is Argentina, and he was right on top of that Navajo code talker. I tried every kind of filter I could think of to get rid of him, and I just couldn't get rid of all of it. But finally, he did clip, and he was on there for probably an hour. But Argentina here is easy and strong, so I'm not surprised. It was, well, he was just splattering, I think. But, well, that's nice those guys are going out there. Used to be in the old days, I mean the real old days, 20, 30 years ago, if you went to South Cook, that was one. But if you went to North Cook, that was another $10,000, and it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from South Cook.
Promise to landing at North Cook. South Cook's a lot easier to get into and get your equipment unloaded from what I've talked to people that have said they've been there, and it's easier to get onto South Cook Island than it is to get on North Cook Island, from what I understand. That's why the additional cost, because of the way they got to work to get the equipment on the island to be able to have the event. So, least from people I've talked to that have talked to the guys that have made those trips and all. And these guys, I kind of recognize the names of one of them because I've worked one of them myself before.
Yeah, I worked Pit Tearing out there quite a few times, and I think they're VR. They used to send me brochures on buying shark's teeth and stuff like that, and actually wrote me a letter from a couple different ones. They were related to Hans Christian Andersen's. Well, I thought that they had a small turboprop that could get in there, but I'm not certain of that anymore. But it was a ton of money more in those days just to go over there. And sometimes those places, there's so many tiny islands around the world. You know, a lot of guys, there's people that specialize in that, working on islands on the air, IOTAs. And I never did. I just see it and I work it. And so I don't know how many I got. But I think the rarest one was Bora Bora. And you don't ever hear anybody going out there anymore. I don't know why. He said that was but for the few on his card. And so meaning if you didn't have a ton of money and a yacht, you weren't going there.
I'm looking through Facebook here, and they're talking about that five anthem kneelers at students at University of Texas lost their scholarships for kneeling during the national anthem and the raising of the flag. And they say kneeling is respect. We do it before God. Well, if they were before God, that's good. But this is for the national anthem, and you don't do that. But another one here is labeled Amazing Cars. This guy took a picture of the back of a pickup truck. And on the back of the pickup truck, it says, "Fishing saved me from becoming a porn star. Now I'm just a hooker."
Good one, Rusty. Love it, yeah. I love bumper stickers. You see some good ones now and then. And I heard this morning that there was going to be 100,000 Palestinian protesters at the Democratic National Convention tonight. I thought that'd make a good bumper sticker, and just put paybacks. There was just 1,000 or so out there in Washington, D.C., and they pretty much shut down the Beltway and all. Think of 100,000 if that comes true. Good Lord. They need to stop that stuff one way or the other, and I'm glad those kids got their scholarships taken away. It's disrespectful, and they deserved it. Anyways, I got to go tend the chickens and gather the eggs, and I fed them all yesterday, so they better not have ate all that feed yet. And I ain't staying out there very long. Still 91 degrees, and the carport here says 94. We're sitting in the carport.
Hi, Rusty.
So, I think Bernice is convinced that she wants to get rid of this pain. So maybe we'll call the doctor back here in a few days and get set up on what they're going to do about this hip. 7-3's Rusty. I'll catch you in a little while. W2T and 0TR.
Let's liberate Palestine.
Hello, Bernice. Good to hear you on here. And you guys take it easy. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
Palestine. N0TR is off and clear.